It's Tuesday, February 18th, 2025, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Dangerously cold wind chills freeze out many school districts today. Governor Tony Evers delivers his state budget tonight. Local residents rallied yesterday in protest of President Donald Trump and billionaire Elon Musk. And organizers plan for a chili burr combiner in Hayward this week. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Extreme cold brings wind chills as low as 45 below this morning and as low as 40 below tonight into tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service says exposed skin can risk frostbite in as little as 10 minutes. Dress in layers with a hat, warm face mask, and gloves if you must go outside. Limit pets time outdoors as well. A number of local school districts and local organizations have canceled classes or activities today. For an updated list, visit WJMCRadio.com, WAQE.com, or WKFX.com and click on Closings at the top of the page. The governor unveils his state budget tonight. Bob Haig tells us more.
Governor Tony Evers delivers his 2025-27 biennial budget from the Assembly Chambers of the Wisconsin State Capitol on Tuesday night. Evers' remarks begin at 7 p.m. and will be live-streamed on the governor's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Evers has already revealed portions of his budget plan, including an overhaul of Wisconsin's corrections system, dealing with PFAS contamination of Wisconsin's water, and investments to support agriculture and reduce the costs of child care. Republican legislative leaders and the co-chairs of the Joint Finance Committee will hold a press conference following Evers' address. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Voters cast ballots today to narrow the field in a three-way race for Wisconsin's top education job. The post is at the forefront in the battleground state of the national fight over school funding. The top two vote-getters in today's primary will advance to the April 1st general election. The incumbent, State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley, was first elected in 2021 with support of Democrats and teachers' unions, but this year she faces a challenge on the left from Sauk Prairie Superintendent Jeff Wright, a two-time Democratic candidate for State Assembly. Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and advocate for the private voucher school choice program, is backed by Republicans. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. Go to myvote.wi.gov to see where your polling place is. Protesters converged on the state capitol in Madison and locally Monday. Organized by the 50-51 movement, the protests around the nation came in response to what organizers describe as the anti-democratic and illegal actions of the Trump administration. The protests follow a series of executive orders signed by President Donald Trump and actions led by billionaire Elon Musk's Doge agency. While not affiliated with the 50-51 movement, a dozen local residents gathered in downtown Rice Lake on Monday with the same goals. Rice Lake resident Jamie Volker disagreed with the mass firings of federal employees like wildland firefighters and those in the National Park Service.
What they're saying is we're going to just blow this all up and then we're going to start all over again. It doesn't work that way. These people have experience. Is valuable stuff when it comes to things like fire containment. Protecting our resources, we need to make sure that our parks stay in place, that they're not exploited for mining.
Volker was also concerned about Musk and the inexperienced young adults running Doge.
We have a person that has access to the Treasury right now who was not elected, is unvetted. We have to be blind not to see that there's a conflict of interest with somebody who's making multi-billion dollar contracts in our government and has got a hold of our treasury right now.
Volker said an economic blackout protest day was planned for February 28th, encouraging people to boycott all purchases that day. Scammers are using tax season to try and take your money. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says one common trick is using scary messages to demand money.
Watch out for unsolicited emails, text messages, social media messages, because they often contain attachments or links that are intended to steal your information.
Miller says the IRS or other government agencies will never demand payment over the phone. If you get one of these calls or messages, simply hang up or delete it. If you're concerned about tax payments, visit the IRS website yourself at irs.gov. Timely, much-needed snow is helping preparations for this weekend's American Birkebeiner cross-country ski race in Hayward. Berkey Executive Director Ben Popp says melting won't be an issue.
You also do a little bit of the gut check and say, hey, is it safe to be out here? Especially not only the participants, but the volunteers that can be out there for 6, 7, 8 hours. And so that's really important. And we'll continue to monitor that to make sure that we have a really safe and fun event.
More than 40,000 skiers from across the U.S. and around the world are expected for the Berkey. That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.